Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. Fleur, we're back in the cafe once more.
We are. I think. Talking about today, you're going to talk about purpose.
Yes,
is that right?
We are.
We are
going to tackle one of those big questions. What's purpose in life?
Yeah, it's very deep, this one.
It is, but there's certain things we can do to, you know, recognize what our purpose is. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things we always grapple with. Why? The big question is why? And that could be a big thing in your life. Why are we here? Mm-hmm. Or it could be a small thing to help us get through a change or challenge. Why am I even doing this? If you have a purpose in mind, then that task or that challenge maybe is easier to navigate.
Yeah, okay. And I think, reflecting on well-being, the PERMA framework, so that M is exactly what that is. It's that meaning and purpose. And I know out of all of the five things in that framework, meaning and purpose is probably the more challenging one for people to sort of consider and get their heads around compared to the others. So I'm really curious to hear, David, how you've sort of reached this or what you do to sort of define your purpose and get clear on that.
Yeah, well, I have actually done a fair bit of work on my purpose, and I actually think I have defined what my purpose is.
Oh, great.
I've distilled it right down to a couple of words.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting people.
Okay, yeah, great.
Now, I do that in a few different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Professionally, you can imagine my profession here, a change in well-being, is all about supporting people.
Mm-hmm.
I do it in some voluntary work with Ronald McDonald House charities, supporting families there. And I try and do it with my family and friends all the time as well. And that is something that comes through in multiple aspects of my life, professionally, personally, but all adds up to giving me more meaning in my life, which helps my well-being.
Yes.
Now, I did that through personal reflection.
Yes.
I did it through some study.
Yes.
But also used a few exercises to come up with that. And maybe that's one of the ones we could go through today with you.
Yeah, sure. And I think just as you were talking, it's reminded me too of the smart work design framework, which is all, again, it's going to be connected to the PERMA framework and so forth. But some of the studies they did in terms of this aspects of work that really are important for people's well-being is seeing the impact of their work. So if someone was able, they found through their studies that if people, they were able to meet the people or see the people whose work they influenced or impacted, it had a greater sense of satisfaction for them. So I know we're talking about work, but that's what the smart work design framework is connected to. I think it's important if you're listening and you're a leader or in an organisation to think about how people can be connected that way to others through that.
Yeah.
The meaning and intent, you know, why does their team or why is the work they do really important?
It's that personal connection rather than a jargon-filled slogan.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's just, it just gives up more internal, like we were saying, more internal sense of satisfaction.
Yeah, I think it was Simon Sinek who said your purpose is bigger than the role you perform.
Yes.
It's bigger than the task that's in hand.
Yeah.
It's bigger than your job.
Yes.
Your purpose is much bigger than that.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting to reflect on as well. And in coming up with my purpose, I have made sure that I take intentional action based upon that, because I know, and you've mentioned the word satisfaction before, a good measure of satisfaction research-wise is the life satisfaction scale. And And so if you have higher life satisfaction, you're more likely to have higher well-being.
Yes. Well, satisfaction, that connection to meaning and purpose links to the P, doesn't it, in PERMA, which is increasing those experiences of positive emotions, which is, again, always going to be a benefit to our well-being.
Yeah, and I think people who have worked out what their purpose is probably find more happiness than those who are confused or unsure about why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Can you, you know, from your perspective or your reading, can your purpose change? Or is it like you got this one purpose for life and that's it? Is that how it works?
I don't think that life works quite like that, but it's certainly evolving.
Yes.
But what's interesting for me is that my purpose of supporting people has kept constant.
It's a theme that's kept going.
Achieve that may change over time.
Yeah, okay.
But my purpose is just something that's so deeply personal to me. It'll always be part of me.
Yes. Yeah. That's interesting. That's interesting. So it'd be interesting for others to reflect on that because I've certainly had varying sort of careers, if you like, or and I guess potentially my purpose has come through similarly in all of those, but they were through different avenues. So,
and I guess it's getting to the point where you look back on your life, maybe in your latter years, and think, well, have my actions, have I lived my life that's consistent with my values and put meaning and made a contribution? Has that actually come through in what I've done? Which is a pretty deep thought.
Yes.
But, it's a really interesting exercise to project forward, ask yourself that question, and then go, okay, well, what intentional action am I going to take? But I'm kind of fortunate in a way that life events have brought me to figuring out what my purpose is. Many people might not know what theirs is. Yeah. Do you know what your purpose is?
Oh, maybe intuitively. You know, intuitively I do. But I think it'd be helpful if I'm pretty sure you've got an activity or an exercise
You're
or something that we can do to help everyone else. Because, like I said, intuitively, if people are different. I do think intuitively. Just as a natural thing, but help us out, David.
This was a tip I got. Adam Leipzig did a really cool talk, and it was entitled How to Know Your Life Purpose in Under 5 Minutes.
Fabulous. So now, let's do it in under 5 minutes.
Let's just temper expectations here.
It's a starting point.
Yes.
It's a starting point.
You're not going to walk out of this going, I've figured out my life purpose. But it might set your thought process in train as to, this is the area I'm thinking about. And over time, that might turn into what your life purpose is.
Yeah. Well, we'll get the reflection juices flowing.
Yeah, absolutely. So Adam suggests answering 5 questions can actually help you set you on that direction.
Okay.
The idea is just to say what comes into your head, not overthink it, not give big long answers.
Yeah,
just
short and sweet.
What comes into your head? So the 5 questions, and we'll go through this a bit more slowly in a moment. Who are you? What do you love to do for others? Who do you do it for? What do those people want or need? How do they change a result of what you give them? So some big questions there, but actually you might find when we get into it, it's actually easier than you think.
Okay.
As an example, following this exercise, I came up with my purpose is that I support people by providing compassion, empathy and guidance so that they feel relief, gain confidence and have better well-being.
Nice.
Or you could distill that even more to the old barbecue question. So, what do you do? What do you do? I'm David. What do you do? Okay. I might say something like, I make people feel supported, confident, and happy.
And I'd say, How do you do that?
That's right. So it's a really great statement,
is
that,
how do you do that?
Because people go, wow, how do you do that? And then you get to talk about your life purpose.
Yes.
And how cool is that?
Yeah.
So that's what the praises of the exercise from Adam is.
Okay.
Would you like to try it?
Sure. Let's try it.
Okay. So 5 questions.
Yeah.
Whatever comes into your head.
Okay.
And we'll join it all up at the end. Number one. Who are you?
Well, Fleur. That's cool. Hopefully I knew that one.
It is. Yeah. That's an easy one. What do you love to do for others?
I love to listen, guide and support others.
Nice.
Care. Sorry, I just threw that one in. Yeah.
Who do you do it for?
I do it for family. I do it for clients, friends. Anyone, really. The person sitting next to me on the tram. No.
What do those people want or need?
Mostly I think they want to be heard and understood. And help and supported, yeah.
And how do they change a result of what you give them?
I give them more things to reflect on and consider, a different way of thinking.
Cool. 5 questions done. What's going through your mind right now?
That I need more time to do this. I mean, like, yes. Yeah. The way my mind works, there's a lot going on up there. So to distill it into something so short and snappy is really difficult. But I think this is a good starting point. Actually, to be honest, David, I would rather be sitting at my desk writing this down.
That's another way of doing it.
Yeah, I find writing a really useful way to reflect and think a little bit differently. So I think that would work for me.
Let me just summarise what I heard you tell me.
Okay.
I heard, hey, I'm Fleur. Mm. I care for others. And I make sure that I provide that well-being guidance for colleagues, friends and family, anyone who needs it.
Mm.
And those people need support, love and care.
Mm-hmm.
And by providing that, I help them grow and live a more fulfilling life.
Yeah. Wow, you did that much better than me, so thanks for playing that back to me.
It's a starting point, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully you might hear that and go, oh, actually, that's what my purpose in life is.
Mm.
And if it is, that's a really cool thing,
mm-hmm.
not least because we're doing a podcast all about well-being. But also,
yeah, hopefully that was a little bit more obvious to us, but yes.
Having known you for many years now
mm-hmm.
and seen what you provide others, I think that's a really cool purpose to have.
Mm. But I think whatever anybody's purpose is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? That's just yours, right?
Yeah.
That's what we said at the start. My purpose isn't the same as yours. Yours might be the same as the next person.
Yeah.
Everyone is unique.
Yeah.
But
and we need that.
Yeah.
We need people with different purposes and meanings for them.
Yeah. So maybe everyone who answers those questions will come up with different answers.
Yeah.
But the common thread between all of this and everything we've just talked about in our season of podcasts here is that if you put it all together, you can come up with a purposeful and meaningful life.
Yeah.
And if you live your life in line with your values and pursue choices that bring you closer to that, then you'll have a fulfilling and flourishing way of living.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
No, thanks, David. That's so helpful. It's just sometimes it's asking the right questions, isn't it?
Absolutely.
People,
so. Well, hopefully that's been helpful to everyone out there. Yeah, by all means, grab a pen and paper, press rewind, and just go through that.
Have a
slowly.
Go at yourself.
And
just
see what you make of it. We've reached the end of our coffees, Fleur. We'd still love to hear from our listeners, though.
Yeah.
Where can they find us?
They can find us I've done that a lot this season, haven't I? Instagram. Sorry, I was hesitating then because of our last episode about social media.
Social media.
Instagram, LinkedIn, so social media avenues. You can check out the show notes where we'll have a link to our website, Coffee with Fleur.
I might even put a link to the video with Adam Leipzig.
Oh, good one. Yes. Yeah. So we like to, any episode we do, we like to provide some other links to resources and tips so that you can take it further, because we're really just scratching the surface, aren't we, when we talk?
Absolutely. So, but it is lovely to talk. So thank you for
thanks, David. I appreciate it.
We will see you soon.
We will.
Take care.
Okay. See you.